For the cheese that's both American mild and cheddar rich, enjoy Dutch Mill American cheese. Bob and Victoria, radio's beautiful story of a man who learns that to lose one's heart is to find it. Brought to you by the makers of Dutch Mill Cheese. What's a favorite family occupation on the weekend? Well, most mothers will not approve if I say between meal snacks. And that's where Dutch Mill American cheese comes in. What a fine-tasting snack you can make with Dutch Mill. The cheese that's both American mild and cheddar rich. In fact, we're so sure you and your family will be satisfied with Dutch Mill that we're inviting you to make a comparison test at our risk. Test Dutch Mill against your usual brand. Taste the real American mildness, the fine aged cheddar richness of Dutch Mill. Notice the smooth texture. How easily it slices, how quickly it melts. Well, no wonder discriminating women like yourself in a recent comparison test voted Dutch Mill flavor best 8-1 over three other nationally advertised brands. So make the test yourself. And if you don't agree that Dutch Mill is the finest cheese you've ever tasted, your Safeway store will refund your money. Fair enough? Well, then get Dutch Mill today for weekend snacks and let comparison tell the story of Dutch Mill. The cheese that's both American mild and cheddar rich. Dutch Mill American cheese. Now our story continues. It had been late afternoon when Candy Dillon arrived at the little house to prepare dinner as a surprise for Bob Reagan, who was still at work up at the dam. Victoria Clayton, who had just gotten home from school, was polite but not very enthusiastic about Candy's idea. For the little girl was unable to get over her feeling that Miss Dillon was an intruder, that she was deliberately trying to make herself attractive to Mr. Reagan, which, of course, was quite true. Sensing that, Candy had rather bluntly told her she simply was jealous, that she ought to be much more appreciative of the sacrifice Bob was making for her by remaining in Dundee against his will. Victoria's reaction had been one of puzzled hurt and a thoughtful silence that became more pronounced as the evening progressed. And now, as Bob Reagan, Vicky, and Candy are seated about the table in the combined living room, dining room, and kitchen, Miss Dillon is saying,
"Let me have your plate again, Bob."
"What can I say but yes? Thanks."
"Steak?"
"Yeah."
"Potatoes?"
"Yeah."
"Yeah." "Scalloped corn?" "Yeah." "Gravy?" "Yeah." "Salad?" "Yeah." "Well, that's what it's here for. Didn't cook it just to look at it."
"Oh, at the rate I'm going, there won't be much left to look at, Candy." "Oh, easy, easy. This is about the third time around for me."
"Okay, but there's more."
"Thanks. All right, Vicky, let's have your plate."
"No, thank you, Bob."
"No? Oh, come on, honey."
"No, thank you."
"Oh, come on, come on. I don't want you to stuff, honey, but gosh, this is a special affair. Wanda Rivera's meals are very good, but this one is simply, you don't mind a little flattery, do you, Candy?"
"What woman does?"
"Well, this one is simply terrific. Come on, how about it, Vicky?"
"Yeah, just this one little piece of steak?"
"Thank you very much, but really, I've had quite enough."
"Well, okay.
Hey, you know, Vicky, this has given me an idea."
"What, Bob?"
"I should say it's given me an idea about an idea of yours. Remember you suggested that we add a regular kitchen to the house so we could get the cook stove out of the living room? Well, I think we better do that, huh?"
"It would be very nice to have a kitchen, Bob."
"It sure would, honey, for all the obvious reasons. And for one I hadn't thought of before. If we had a kitchen, perhaps we could get Candy to do this more often, huh?"
"Yes, that would be very nice. You're a very fine cook, Miss Dillon."
"Well, thanks, Vicky. I don't look the type, but I really like to cook."
"Oh, you not only like to, but you can. No, fooling aside, Candy, that's the best food I've had since I can't remember when."
"Well, gee, thanks, Bob. I may not have such good luck the next time, but I'd like to try." You know, it makes you feel pretty swell to know your efforts are appreciated.
Pardon me, Bob.
Yes, Vicki?
May I be excused from the table, please?
No dessert?
I don't believe so, Bob, thank you.
Oh, anything wrong, honey?
No, nothing.
Aren't you feeling well, is that it?
I feel quite well, but it's just that I'd like to go to my room for a while. May I?
Well, of course, Vicki, if you'd rather, but... All right, honey, sure, go ahead.
Thank you. I'll be out to help you with the dishes, Miss Dillon.
Oh, okay.
Say, Candy, I wonder if she's sick.
Well, she didn't look it.
No, but something's wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know how kids are. They get ideas about things sometimes, but it wears off. I wouldn't worry.
Ideas? Yeah, that's possible, but must be quite an idea if it's made her feel that way. Wonder what it could be.
Well, maybe I know, Bob.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I think so.
What is it?
When I got here this afternoon and told Vicki I was going to get dinner for you because Marta couldn't come over, she didn't like it.
Oh, no, Candy.
Oh, yeah. So I decided it was about time she understood a few things, and I told her.
Yeah? What did you tell her?
That she's jealous of my friendship with you, and for that reason she's doing everything she can think of to keep you from seeing me or going around with me.
I see. I wish you hadn't, Candy.
Well, it's true. And that I let her know that she wasn't showing very much appreciation for what you're doing for her.
Well, what did you say?
We told her the truth about what you're doing for her. Well, she's old enough to understand, and it's about time she did. I told you you were staying in Dundee to finish the dam, not because you wanted to, but because it was the only way you could be sure that the water company stock her father left her would be worth something when she grew up.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Candy. Hold on. Did you tell that poor little kid that?
Well, sure I did.
Oh, my gosh. What are you thinking about?
You.
Me?
Yeah. And I was thinking of her, too. Okay, maybe I shouldn't have butted in. But it isn't a fair deal for you. And it isn't good for Vicki, either. It isn't good for her to feel that she owns you, that you belong just to her. Now, is it? Think. And answer honestly, Bob.
Well, yes, I can see what you mean, but... Oh, yeah. But doggone it, Candy, she's only a child. She's just a kid. Well, I admit I'm stopped there, too, because I don't know the first thing about kids.
Well... Since you're going to have to bring her up, I guess the sooner you learn, the better.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Excuse me, will you, Candy? I've got to go in and talk to her.
Oh, sure, go ahead. Maybe it'll help you both.
Vicki?
Yes?
What's wrong, honey?
Nothing, Bob.
Well, I... Sure there is, Vicki. Don't you want to talk to me about it?
I'm a little tired. That's all, Bob.
No, you aren't. I think I know what's wrong, Pumpkins. I was just talking to Candy.
She said you didn't really want to stay. You didn't care what happened to the dam. She said you don't care about the people. You're just doing it so I'll have some money when I grow up. That isn't true, because I have money. I have $15,000, haven't I?
No, Vicki. You haven't.
But you said I had, Bob. My father's insurance.
Honey, look. I don't know just how to explain that to you. Your father did leave you a $15,000 policy, that's true. But, you see, honey, he borrowed a great deal of money against that policy. Money he used to pay the men working up at the dam. Now, he didn't have to do that. It wasn't his worry, really. But he did do it. Do you understand?
Well, I think I do.
And Punkins, he died before he had a chance to repay the money he borrowed. But he did leave you a lot of stock in the Dundee Water Company. If the dam is finished, that'll be worth a good deal of money to you later on. So, you see, honey, Candy was telling you the truth about that.
But I think she did say one thing that isn't so. She said you wanted to go to a big city and do some other kind of engineering besides building my father's dam.
Yes, I know she did.
That isn't so, is it, Bob?
Yes, Vicki, it's true. I did want to do something else. But your father's dam comes first, honey. Later on, I'll get a chance to do the other.
But didn't you want to finish the dam because the people in the valley need it? Didn't you?
Well...
That's why my father wanted to build it, Bob. Because the people need it so. He wrote about it in his letters to me.
Yeah, I know, Vicki. But, honey, I'm not like your father.
Oh, but you are, Bob.
I might wish I were, but I'm not. Jim looked at things one way, and I look at them another. But that's the way people are, Vicki. Different people want different things out of life.
Oh, no, Bob, you're just like my father. Honestly, you are.
No, honey, I'm not.
But you are. I know you are.
Bob Reagan believed what he had said. Vicki could not believe it. Which of them would be proven right? Was the little girl to suffer bitter disillusionment? Or was the young man to realize through Victoria that he did possess the same high ideals her father had? Ideals which Mr. Reagan seemed determined to dismiss from his character. Sunday night supper takes on the airs of a banquet, becomes the bright spot in the weekend when you serve your family Dutch Mill American cheese. And little wonder, for everyone, husbands and children alike, enjoys the cheese that's both American mild and cheddar rich. Dutch Mill American cheese. Here's a cheese that's skillfully blended from fine aged cheddars, satiny smooth in texture, different from any American cheese you've ever tasted. Different and better. And that's why Dutch Mill was recently voted Flavor Best 8-1 over three other nationally advertised brands. Yes, comparison tests proved that Dutch Mill is Flavor Best. Now, we want to prove it to you, so make the test yourself. Compare Dutch Mill to the brand you're using now. If you don't agree Dutch Mill is the finest cheese you've ever tasted, your money will be refunded in full. Buy Dutch Mill at your Safeway store today. Try it this weekend for flavor that's both American mild and cheddar rich. Join us again when Bob Reagan discusses this serious problem with the Padre. This is Dick Wells saying goodbye for Dutch Mill cheese, the cheese that's both American mild and cheddar rich. Dutch Mill American cheese, both American mild and cheddar rich. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, enjoy Sunnybank margarine with hot foods. You'll like Sunnybank. It tastes sweet even when melted down. Sunnybank is made exclusively from products of American farms. Sunnybank margarine at your Safeway store. The Story of Bob and Victoria by Lee and Virginia Crosby is produced for radio by George L. Fogle. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.